Sunday morning promptly. But I'd like whoever's here to give their information to Pacey, contact information. The best way for a last-minute contact, in case there should be some change or something should occur, you should be able to contact people. So I ask everybody after this year, just to give Pacey the best way to get you in the quickest fashion. Okay, we're going to start with the psicha, this mesechta. We'll talk a little bit about the first Mishnah. And one of the very special things about Maseches Tmura is that really it captures much of the yesodos of kotchim without getting into the nitty-gritty and washes and a lot of, let's say, zvachim and menachas have, but most of the yesodos that are brought down in zvachim and menachas, whether it's lishma, how the kedushas chal, pidyon chil, all those things are all discussed in this Masechta. So really, it's a way of getting a bird's eye view of Seder Kodeshim. If you go through Tmura properly, it gives you that vision of Kodeshim. So we're going to try the best, again, as best as we can, once a week. And the more you learn during the week, the more you'll have appreciation for the Masechta. So I don't know if a lot of people told me over the weekend they got afraid when I said, well, I'm a kindness this, I'm out of that realm already. Somebody told me that Ian is already just scary. So nobody should get scared off. The shiur will be geared that everybody can learn and get from it. And obviously, the more you chew it up in advance and before and after, the more you'll gain from it. But to tell me you don't want to be Ian is like telling me you don't want to think. So, why does somebody want to do that? As long as the brain is functioning and they're learning, wouldn't they want to have a better grip on what they're doing? I don't get it. But I guess the statement itself is not a Bidian statement. Because I've heard this from several people. I think you'll only appreciate learning better, and I think it'll give you an appreciation of everything that you're learning, a different level. So, we'll start with the first Mishnah. And then we'll try to explain some of the inyanim. Give me a tmura, please. Okay, so basically, one of the most difficult things to explain and to understand, and therefore to explain, is what exactly is Tmura? In what way is Tmura different than what we normally call Pidyon? Pidyon is totally benign. Pidyon is a benign thing. There's nothing wrong with doing Pidyon. Sometimes it can even be a mitzvah to do Pidyon. Pidyon usually facilitates that you could take something which is not roy for a kol and make it roy. Right, you take something which has a mum or whatever, you can't use it. And the pidyon facilitates that. It's actually a mitzvah. We find the Lamashal, a very big chiddush in the Maseches Pesachim, it's a Mishnah in Trumas, that according to one Tana, if you have truma that became sofek tuma, there's a mitzvah to cause it to become tomei gai. It's machlekes tanoim, a blessing of Yeshua. But one Tana says that although you're not allowed to matame it, you're not allowed to go and touch it, the tumma, but you should uncover it, and you should cause it to become tumma. That's the lashon of the Gemara is, im hoya mechusa yigalena. If it was covered, you should uncover the truma. This is truma that's a suffix tumma. So when you read the Gemara, it sounds like a tremendous it's a mitzvah to uncover truma. So someone learned the Gemara just means you're allowed to. You're not obligated to continue watching the truma. But the Rabbeinu Gershon actually says that there's a mitzvah to cause the truma, which is a suffix, to become tum. How could there be such a mitzvah? I mean, there's such a zehiris that the truma should stay tum. So Rabbeinu Chananel says a very profound statement. It's found in Rabbeinu Gershon over there as well. He says that the mitzvah of mishmeras by truma, to protect truma, the mitzvah really is to facilitate that the truma should see its tachlis. So in other words, truma is meant to eat. If it's going to become tummy, it won't be able to be. So really, the mitzvah of mishmeres is not to protect it from becoming tameh, as much as to protect it that it should be able to be used. So he comes with an unbelievable idea. He says, when you have truma that's tameh, it also has a tameh. You could use it for fire. You could use it for, you're burning it. You could benefit from it as you're burning it. The kohen is allowed to use it for fire, for fuel. So he says, that's also a tachlis. So when you have truma that's a suffix truma, it has no tachlis. Because you can't use it for eating because it may be tameh. You can't use it for burning, it may be dog. So the truma is standing there in limbo. It's like an androgynous. The truma can't do nothing, you can't do anything with the truma. So Rabbeinu Gersh and Rabbeinu Chananel both feel that the din mishmeres is to make it become tameh. To facilitate that this truma should become tameh, that not only is it permitted, but it's a kiyum of mishmeres. It's an ironic halacha that ordinarily mishmeres is to protect the truma from becoming tameh. But here you can have a situation where, ironically, the mitzvah would be to cause it to become tameh. And that would be the mitzvah. The mitzvah would be to cause it. You can't actually touch it because there's a din b'chol kodesh l'sikah. You know what? Matami, kodesh b'yadayim. But mishmeres, but the mitzvah of protecting the truma actually will guide you to trying to make it become tameh. It's a fascinating halacha. So really, pinyin frequently is a mitzvah. You're facilitating the kedusha if you have an oiler that's a baal mum, right? The only thing you could do with that oiler is to redeem it and to use the money for a korban oiler. So pinyin is actually, in that case, pinyin is actually a mitzvah. You're facilitating the halos of korban. But then tmura, we know, is an aveda. That's the first mission. Hakol lemirim. Mishnah says everybody can do tmura. Tmura sounds very similar to pinyin. You're saying this should be exchanged. This behemoth should be in exchange for this behemoth. You have one behemoth's oil in front of you and you say, okay, I'm going to take the kedusha from this animal, put it onto this animal. It's very similar to pinyin. Echad anoshim, echad anoshim, both men and women could do this. Not that it's permitted, it's a lot. It's too long. According to Tesfis, you have 80 markets. One terrace in Tesfis. Elishim, hem and move of a soifing is our work. If you do it, then you chayiv malchus, but it works. It's effective. That's what the Mishnah says. So it's actually a lot here. It's too loud. If you look at the top tesis, tesis says the second tesis on the top, the surface is avoid. The toma ramayu toni shmoyim. The chori should be chayiv any malchus. The hoksi loyach lifenu loyom loyse. It says too loud in the Torah. You should actually be chayiv double. And Tosfos says, the Mishnah is not coming here to tell us the Malkiyos, how much Malkiyos you chayiv, meaning according to the first Teretz in Tosfos, you actually get 80. The Tanna, when it says Avraham, doesn't mean that before. It means that it's like a term. Malkiyos Avraham is a terminology. There's a chayiv Malkiyos here, that's all it means. That's according to this Teretz in Tosfos. Then Tosfos gives another answer. That one pasuk is going on your carbon. It's too loud. It's too loud. One is by your carbon and one is by your friend's carbon. Meaning, if somebody goes with Mura to his friend's carbon, he's also high. You can go to Omar. What would be the case that you're allowed to do Tmura on your friend's animal? Your friend gave permission. So later on in Mitzvah Shem and the Masechta, we'll discuss. How do you actually give permission? Normally, it's a information with Avera, right? Normally, we say you can't appoint somebody to do an Avera. If you do the Tzadchah, the Shlichus doesn't activate. So we could say, well, maybe Koloroitz is not Shlichus, something less than Shlichus. No, we'll have to get to that, what exactly we have that in Gittin. Also, those of you that have done about Avera, Koloroitz, Lichter, Gerd, Lishki, Tesis discusses if the words Koloroitz is mean Shlichus. But this is what we see. So we see there's two lavim here on this on doing tmura. What's so bad? What is so bad? So when I was a younger boy, I had a Rebbe who learned in Brisk, and he decided to learn with us in high school age tmura in the afternoon as a Bekiyas Masechta. So I remember then I asked a question in class. My question was, why is what's so bad about Tmurim? And what's wrong with Tmurim? Why is what's the chiluk between Tmurim and Pidgin? So he gave me a very basic answer, which as we analyze it, we'll see will not be able to really satisfy the question. The answer he gave me was, Pidgin is done when something is Kedushas Domim. When you go over to an animal that doesn't have Kedushas Hukuf, which means it's not royal for a cook. It only represents, when we say Kedushas Domim, by a cook, there's two types of Kedushas Domim. There could be Kedushas Domim, has nothing to do with a cook. You makdish something, you makdish a chair to the Beis HaMikdash, that's Kedushas Domim. That means it doesn't have no connection to a cook. You're giving a donation to the Beis HaMikdash. It has nothing to do with a cook. But when we talk about a korban, and we say Kedushas Domim, it means an animal that has channeled Kedusha. That the Kedusha must be used for a korban, but because of its own chesed, something wrong with it, can't be brought. So now it carries a Kedushas korban that's monetary. Not a Kedushas korban that could actually be facilitated as a hakorban, but it carries this, almost like a shibud. Like if you had an apoytiki, if you had an evet, that was an apoytiki, right? You had an evet that you gave as a collateral. An apoytiki means collect from this to this purpose. It's different than a regular shibud. So that's what Kedusha's Domim of a Korban is. It's specific, it's channeled, that this Kedusha should only be used for this Korban. That's Kedusha's Domim. So what my Rebbe then said was, that when you go over to an animal that has Kedusha's Haguf, and you make this exchange, then that's awesome. That's the law. That's what this mission is talking about. Going over to an animal that's roy to be a carver and saying, I want to take the kedusha from it and put it onto another animal. That's the aveir. And over there, the Torah comes and says, number one, you get malchus. Number two, both behaviors have kedusha. You're penalized that the act that you did doesn't really come to the conclusion that you were seeking. Both animals have kedusha. Okay? But if you went over to animals, Kedusha is dumb and it wouldn't be around. The reason why that answer is insufficient, it's simple. It's definitely simple. It's definitely the most simplistic way to explain the difference between Tmura and Pidgin. Okay? But the reason why it doesn't really wholesomely answer the problem is because we'll see that there's a sugya later on Daf Chav Zayin, where Rav Ashi makes a statement that there is a din of Tmura even on Baal Mum, Psulei Mekdashim. Even if you go to an animal that's a Baal Mum, and you say, use the terminology that you want to make Tmura, it's also potentially the halach of Tmura. So we see that can't be the distinction. Although again, that's a simple way to explain it. That can't be the distinction. It's not because this has Kedushas Haguf, and this has Kedushas Dov. So obviously there has to be another way to understand it. So that's what we'll try to understand today better. What is Tmura? Really, what is the mechanism? What are you doing when you do Tmura? What's wrong with it? And in fact, when the Torah comes and the Torah says that it's Kodesh, right? So logically, you'd say the Chiddush is that the Tmura works, that the animal becomes Kodesh. But if you look at Rashi, Rashi makes a statement, Muma, the matfis ala kedusha, ushtehem kedushas. It sounds like from Rashi that the tmura is really on both animals. In other words, mumur means that both animals are kodesh. What I'm trying to bring out from this Rashi is that Rashi seems to be opening up the possibility that maybe the fact that the first animal is kodesh is also part of the chiddush. Even though you'd say, well, that's it. L'chol, what the Torah is saying is, the first animal is Kodesh because it was always Kodesh. Okay? That part of your action was ineffective. But the Chiddush is that the Tmura, that the animal that you went was also Kodesh. If we're locking in the original animal, which you're coming and saying, I want this to take over the Kedusha from the previous animal. I want carbon B to take over the Kedusha from carbon A. Now, once we're going to say that carbon A stays Kodesh, so the main Chiddush is that carbon B is Kodesh. So if somebody would ask you at the end of the day, what is the Chiddush that this Kedusha, you would say, carbon B. I think that would be a simple way to look at it. It's It's not just simple. Some actually, some great Goyim learned that way. The Stipe has a whole discussion about this idea. What is the Chiddush of Tmura? In other words, where is the Chiddush? Is the Chiddush in animal A, that it stays Kodesh? Is the Chiddush that animal B becomes Kodesh? Which, where is the Chiddush? Was it both? Rashi says, Shteim Kedushas. If you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, in Mitzvah Shin Nun Beis, by the Mitzvah where he discusses Tmura, he also says that. He says, when the Torah says, V'ha'yahu Tmurah V'liya Kodesh, he says, Kalaymar Shesteim Kedushas. He seems to learn that the parsha of Tmura is actually telling us that both animals are kodesh. Not just the first animal. Not just the second animal. Chiddush of the Torah is now both. And he goes on and says, and if you don't treat both animals with Kedusha, you mevatel the mitzvah of a hoyahu t'morosa yir kodesh. So you see from the chinuch that, in other words, when you go to animal A, let's say, and you treat it as chulin, logically, you'd say you're over the original. The fact that I made it Kodesh originally, and I didn't treat it with Kedusha. But the Chinuch doesn't say that. He says you're over this new law, V'hoyahut Masa'i Kodesh, on animal A. So he seems to be saying that animal A is also a product of Tmura. Even though L'chayra, that animal was able, it was Kodesh for the last 5 years. I made this animal A Kodesh 5 years ago. So why? What does that have to do with Tmura? Now it's still Kodesh. That's still from it's grandfathered in from its original Kedusha. So you see that, although that would be the simple way to look at it, not necessarily the correct way. As far as what? Well, first of all, a person could actually be a shaykh. They could think that they will succeed.
Why would the Ibn Malkis?
Well, that we'll talk about this. Well, there's about three blocks that talk about that track. Machlok is a viable vote. We'll have a lot of time on that. But both. But you know, if you're telling me what potentially would be the motivation other than a guy who's just a Russian.
Right.
Okay? The typical guy that's getting Malkis is a Russian. Let's not forget. He's a Russian. Well, we'll see. That's the Chiddush of Tmura. According to the one man done later on, that Tmura is Malchus even by Shekin. We have to know what kind of Shekin are we talking about. But if you're asking me what's the potential benefit for an innocent guy, he didn't know better. What's the benefit for a Russian? He's being a Russian. So it's two different benefits. You know, a Mumu Lachas, the benefit is that he's a Mumu. That's what his Tachos is. And if he's a Luteyovin, he thinks that he'll be successful. The Rambam actually will see that the Rambam knows that the whole din of Tmura is really trying to detour somebody from trying to do this. The reason why both animals are Kodesh is precisely for that reason, which we'll get to. So there's a tremendous Kodesh brought down in a Sefer called Nalav Yehuda on Tmura. He says an astounding Kodesh. He's fascinated by the fact that we find some sugyas that seem to imply that conceptually, Tmura is almost its own Kedusha. Like you have Oila, you have Shlomim, you have something called Tmura. Because the Gemara in Zvachim discusses this possibility of going over to an animal and saying, I want it to be a Tmura Pesach. Without having a Korban Pesach in front of you saying, I want this to be an exchange for that. You go over to one animal and you say, okay, I want this animal to become a Tmura Pesach. It's like almost there's a new... There's an animal alive called Tmura, like a carbon. And he actually, instead of learning the way many do, even his own Rabbeim, the Brisker Rav and Rabbeinu, that learned the Gemara's throwback case of Tmura, with a whole shot how the Gemara works, he takes a different approach. He wants to say that there's such a thing called a Kedushas Tmura. And it's a new Kedusha. Technically, a person would be able to go to an animal and say, I want this animal to be Tmura. Without another animal, I want this animal to be a Tmura. Tmura, that's what I want it to be. And potentially, there may be an Aveira doing that. To me, this is an unbelievable Kiddush. It sort of negates the simple, the Pshutish and Ripple, and the Pshutim of all the Shas. I found that there are a couple of Sugis that have to be adjusted. But all of the Shas, we talk about taking an animal and switching the Kedusha from one animal to another animal. or attempting to do so. So it's a tremendous chiddush. And basically, he brings down that one of his yedidim, who's a magid shir in Yerushalayim, his name is Rav Tzvi Kaplan, felt that he has a proof to this idea. His proof to this idea was a Sifri. The Sifri states that there's a pasuk, L'rabbi zrikas tmuras oila. Tzorech l'zrik shtayim sheinah. If you have a tmura, a korban oila, you got to go through the same process that you would with the oila. In other words, if you have a korban oila, there's a way we should put the blood on the behalf. There's another pasuk that tells us that a tmura, you do the same thing. What are you apostle for? If in fact Tmura and the carbon is one, so I wouldn't need another apostle telling me that you do the same. That's his idea. So this was with Tzvi Kaplan's riot to his Yisod. I think this Yisod is such an unbelievable chiddush, rewriting what Tmura is. I think it needs more of a riot than that Sifri, because that Sifri could simplistically be saying just the opposite. Could be saying, don't think like what Tzvi Kaplan is saying, that Tmura's oil is not an oil. In fact, it is an oil. And that's why it needs a matan dam of a carbon oil. The matan dam is the kapor of the carbon. So don't think, the reboot of the pasuk is telling you, don't think that Tmura is something different. Tmura is actually the same part. And that it's for that reason that it requires the same kind of matan dam. I have a couple of riots, besides for the fact, again, that the simplistic Shnayim Yichudecha Targum of Tmura is that it's the Tumah Tumah animals and you're trying to make an exchange. That's definitely the simple way to learn. But besides for that, I have a riot that Tmura is the same carbon. Because we're going to have a whole discussion later on in the Masechta, on Daf Chof, whether you can use a Tmura for a carbon. And one of the reasons that brought down the nerves to be yotzi your carbon. One of the reasons why you can't use, let's say, a tmura of an asham for an asham, or a tmura of a chatas for a chatas, is because the Gemara says that you can't be miskaper of pavei. You can't have something which was brought about through an avera. Tmura is an avera. You can't use an avera. It's almost like a mitzvah of avera, which, by the way, many Rishonim learned that way. That's really the whole concept of mitzvah of avera, is that you can't use an avera to be meratzer. Some Rishonim in the Sefer Sukkah hold, and in Rosh Hashanah, that if the mitzvah is not a mitzvah of kapara, there's no business mitzvah of avera. Mitzvah of avera is only something which is coming as a kapara. It's not coming as a kapara. There's no din of mitzvah of avera. So if he would be right, if his svarah would be right, so it's a different problem. Why in the world would you be able to use it in its place? The Tosfos Yeshanim in Maseches Yuma, Daf Nun Amud Beis, has a discussion whether you can use a tmura for your obligation, not in the case of a chatas, just in a regular case. Could you use the tmura for your obligation? And the whole discussion in the Tosfos Yeshanim is a different idea. The Tosfos Yeshanim is found in Daf Nun Amud Beis. And the Tosfos Yeshanim says, "Ein gavur shebechoy bavo elo menachul." A whole new idea. If you have an obligation, just like we discussed many times about ma'aser tzav, can you take ma'aser money and use it for tuition? Could you take ma'aser money and use it for membership in a shul? Can you use? So there's all kinds of halachas that an obligation can't come from ma'aser. An obligation has to come from chulin. So the Tosfos Yeshanim Shita is that you can't use a tmura for your obligation because, in other words, I have an obligation to bring a carbon tefillah, right? Harel I oil. I can't use the tmura because I will basically be taking something which is not chulin and using it for my obligation. I'm taking something which became tmura and using it for my obligation. Can't do that. Can't do that. What? Yeah, but then it became very simple. What the Tosfos, obviously, the Shittas that argue with the Tosfos Yeshanim feel that since the Tmura came from Chulin, so okay. I mean, after all, somebody says, "I realize oil," right? Somebody says, I rear light oil, I have to bring it over. Now it's an obligation. And then I go to an animal in the corral and I say, I raise you oil. I can bring it to the base of English for my oil. I don't say, well, one second, it's not cooling. It is cooling. I brought it from cooling. I went through the corral and I took an animal which was inherently cooling and I bring it for my carbon oil. There's no problem with that. It's obvious that the Tosfos is showing feels that there's a distinction. That was a very good question. And the explanation in the Tosfos is showing is simple. He feels that in order for an animal to be able to be brought for your obligation, it has to be that its inherent kedusha wasn't coerced by any other halacha other than the fact that you have to bring a carbon. In other words, when I go over to an animal in the corral and I say, okay, this should be an oil. There's nothing telling me that this animal has to be an oil. This animal is chulin. I'm deciding I'm taking this animal, which is chulin, and I'm using it for my carbon oil. That's fine. If I take an animal that's miser, right, I can't, because this animal has another channel that's coercing it to be kaidish. Besides for my obligation, besides for my current obligation, this animal has another reason why it's kaidish, because it's miser. So the Dovah Shebechayda has to come from something that doesn't have any other channel forcing it into the Kedusha state. So therefore, that's the pshat in the Tosfos Yishonim. Tmura is a separate halacha. The Torah is sanctioning Tmura. The Torah is coming in and saying, this has to be Tmura. Now you're taking something that the Torah already allowed to Tmura and say, okay, I'm going to use it for my obligation. That's a problem. Well, I hear what you're saying, but I'll tell you a more simplistic way. We're going to come out of the mice is more simplistic to explain my story to share more possible. Really depends on how you know the mechanism of tomorrow. So we're going to get there. I hear what you're saying. It's a good match up, but we're going to get there. But anyway, the fact that we see that this is a discussion, and Rashi in Maseches Menachos Daf Pei is muchach that he holds that if you have two korbanos toyed in front of you, one is a tmura, one is regular, you could bring either one for your obligation. So that really proves that to many rishonim, tmura is not a separate korban. It's really the same. Same type of kedusha. The same type of kedusha. So although as much as I would love to learn the way he's learning, because it simplified it, it also answers our original question. If we learn like he's learning, it answers our original question. What's wrong with Tamura? What's wrong with Tamura is in creating this new monster Kedusha that the Torah doesn't like. The Torah doesn't want Kedusha called Tamura in the world. And you're going ahead to do it. It's like Esnan and whatever else there is. So you're trying to create a Kedusha called Tamura, which the Torah doesn't want. So if you learn like him, definitely the Masechet becomes much easier. We can finish this Masechet in a couple of weeks. So it would become easier. But Lamaisa, I don't feel that it's wholesome as far as saying that it fits with all the sugyas, it doesn't really fit to one that way. So we're really stuck with our original problem, which is, so what really is wrong with Tmura? The first approach was that maybe it all depends if the animal has Kedushas Haguf or Kedushas Domin, but that we see from Ravashi later on that's not the case, because it's potentially possible to have Tmura even in the case where the animal that you're starting off with only has Kedushas Domin, not able to be brought as a carbon. The second approach is to take the Yehudi Yala's approach and Reb Tzvi Kaplan and to say that Tmura is a new kind of Kedusha. And it's not really the Kedusha as a regular carbon. As we said, that's a very difficult approach to learn as well and has many problems. So we have to get back to understand what really is Tmura. What's wrong with it? How do we describe what's going on with Tmura? So if we look at the Gemara later on in the Masechta that talks about doing Tmura with a Balmum, because obviously it becomes very, very complicated. How do you really explain when you do Tmura with a Balmum? That seems to be a classic pidyon. That's really classic. You're going to an animal that's a Balmum that can't be brought for a car. You go into another animal that could be brought for a carbon, you say, okay, let the Kedusha go here. That seems to be very galant. So the Gemara actually says as follows. On Ravashi, Ravashi explains, what's the case of Baal Mum? So Ravashi says, Yotei HaKodesh Chore. Then, it depends where your hand is. If your hand is on the behemoth, which is Chulin, okay, so you have two animals in front of you. One animal is a korban, the other animal is not. Right? The animal that's a korban has a mum, so it's not really for a korban. It would be perfectly valid and encouraged that you should take the kedusha off the baal mum now and put it onto another animal. Put it onto an animal that could be brought for a korban. I mean, that would be the only thing that we would tell you to do. There's no other option here. You have an animal that has kedusha, a ma'il of a shlomo, that you can't bring. The only option now is to somehow take that kedusha off animal A, put onto animal B, and bring it for a korban. That's what you have to do. That's pidyon. And that's encouraged. And it's obligatory. There's nothing else for you to do. And if you made the first animal kodesh, you'd be able to baal ta'achar by not facilitating, going ahead and doing something to bring that problem. So Rav Ashi makes the distinction by where you put your hand on. If you put your hand on the behemoth that's choil, right? Behemoth that's chulin, that would be tomorrow. And if you put your hand on the behemoth that's kodesh, that would be pidyon. That's mamash pidyon. Mamash depends where you put your hand on. Was it magic? One guy is a tzaddik yisod elam. He's doing a great thing. And the other guy's a washer. The only difference is where he put his hand.
Isn't the washer also different?
No, that's what I'm saying. Even if he would use that washer, but he would have his hand in this way, it would make a distinction. So it's obvious that there's a different mechanism. That's clear. There's no question. It's obvious that there's a mechanism question here. Now, the mechanism question, I think, is very simple. As I mentioned, the Stipler has a lengthy discussion, and in Mitzvah Shem, when we get there, when we get to Daf Dalet and Hey, we'll discuss this in more detail, as to what really is happening by tomorrow. Is this is the kedusha going off this animal, and then the first animal will get a kedusha? Is the first animal staying kodesh and get kedusha going on? How do we learn this whole thing? Now, in fact, I will tell you that there is a Tosfos in our sukkah which actually seems to debate whether you could bring the tomorrow for a korban, even if it has kedusha. I'm going to leave that for next week, because that's the third place here. We'll go into that next week more. But the fact is that when you make Torah, it's obvious that there's something different going on in your machshava than norm, than pidyon. That's what's muchach from the Gemara later. So the Dvar Avraham, the Kohen Gadol, comes up with a great idea to explain that Gemara in Daf Chav Zayin. In his Chuvus and Simit HaZvov in the Sefer Dvar Avraham. He says that it's obvious from the Gemara that Tvura is not what pidyon is. It's a different act. And that's why we can act. It's such a different act that it can be actually described with physical gestures. You could say depending on where you put your hand. Pidyon is primarily you're taking off the Kedusha off this. You have something that's not roy to have kedusha. You're taking the kedusha off. Okay? Then you're going ahead and to make something else pledge. But the act of pidyon is what we call all over chilul. Chilul is you're making chulun. You're taking something that's not roy and you're taking the kedusha off it. And there are certain animals that you can do that. That's kedusha's garment. You can take the kedusha off. If you went over to an animal that has kedusha's haguf, you said, I want it to be poided, it wouldn't work. You can't take the kedusha off. You can't strip the kedusha off. But an animal that has a mum, that's not working, you can take the kedusha off. That's cool. Tmuva is where you're trying to transfer, that not take the kedusha off, but actually transfer the kedusha in one act, taking the kedusha from animal A, putting it on animal B. Primarily what you're doing by tmuva is you're trying to give kedusha to animal B. Okay? You're taking kedusha and actually they may both be kedusha at the end of the day. But your act is you're trying to create a tumor. That's what you're doing. That's the mechanism of tumor. You're taking Kedusha, putting it on an animal. You're taking Kedusha that's here, and you're putting it on this animal. And now, maybe by default, the first animal will lose its Kedusha. But that's almost secondary to your act. By Kidyan, your initial act is you're taking off the Kedusha of animal A. Now you've got to do something with the Kedusha. The Kedusha is here, right? It's got to be stored somewhere. So you take it, you put it on the money, then the money can go from another animal. But you're primarily vacating the Kedusha off the animal. You're taking this animal, it has a Kedusha on it, you're taking it off. That's chilul. Tumura is not an act of taking off from here, it's putting over there. Now, it may actually be that this animal will become whole. That may happen. It may actually be that that's your hope. But that's not the mechanism of Tumura. What you're mechanically doing by Tumura is you're taking Kedusha, a Kedusha which is here, and you're putting it on the animal B. That's really what you do. You're not vacating Kedusha, now you're going to start a new process of being Makadosh.
One second.
Now, if you learn that way, first of all, if you understand it the way he understands, and it's very clear that the primary act by Pidyon is on the behemoth that's Kodesh. The primary act by Tmura is on the behemoth that's Chum. Clearly. By Pidyon, the main thing you're doing is, somebody say, what are you doing? I am removing Kedusha. That's what I'm doing now. I am cleansing. I'm taking off the Kedusha from here. That's what you're doing. So if somebody asks you, if you have two animal buses, and you were doing Pidyon, what you really were doing is taking Kedusha off animal A, and then saying, okay, one second, what am I doing with that Kedusha? I could put it onto money, and then use that money for a carbon. Or I could just do it direct, and take now that Kedusha, put it onto animal B. But primarily what you're doing is removing Kedusha from animal A. Says Rav Ashi, Yoda Yachoyo, if your hand is on the behemoth, that's not Kadosh, that's Mur. Because then you're showing that your primary act is to place Kedusha on animal B. That's Tumura. If your hand is on behemoth's Kodesh, then you're showing that your primary act is to remove Kedusha. If that's your primary act, that's Pidyon. That's Mutter and encouraged and everything is Gevalik. Now, that is the mechanics of Tumura. The mechanics of Tumura that the Torah does not allow is taking Kedusha, that's existing Kedusha, and manipulate and putting it on and taking an animal that's choil and trying to directly channel Kedusha onto this animal using the process called tumor. The Torah doesn't want us to do that. It could actually be, some Rishonim call it a similar to Me'ila, almost a misuse of Kutchin. The Torah doesn't want Kutchin to be utilized in that way. First, resolve the Kutchin issue. You have an animal that has Kedusha, resolve it. Deal with it. Don't now start using the Kedusha before you vacate it. Before you start putting it on other places, take care of it. The Torah says, how do you contain Kedusha? You do Pidyon. By you not going through that process of containing the Kedusha, bottling it, containing it, and then you can use it. Then it doesn't know what it could be used for. That is Tumur. And that will enlighten many, many of the sugyas of what's going on. Now it's very simple to explain that the fact that many Rishonim say that your objective, as David asked from the beginning, that your objective is that you want the first animal to become chulin, that may actually be your objective. It's most probable that that's your objective. But that's not the way you're doing it. You're not mechanically doing it that way. Your objective may be that way. And in fact, the Rambam says, that the taka of the first animal should become chulin. Because really what you did was you made animals into kodesh. And that kedusha that was used was taken from animal A. And the reason why it was misused is because you immediately, you took kedusha that you didn't yet remove, and you used it before you removed it. But the fact is that once you used it, it should be removed. So once it works, it should be effective. The chiddush now is that the Torah says no. The first animal remains kodesh. But not only is that a chiddush haTorah, mechanically speaking, the only way that could happen is by the Torah now putting on the kedusha of the tumor. The Torah does that, not even you. Sivas HaKodesh, he was a Talmud Muvak of the Briskei Rav. He says, how is it that when I take off Kedusha from animal A, and I put it on the animal B, and I do it B'Shogi, we say, even if you do it B'Shogi, it works. We know we paskin like Beis Hillel, that Hekdish B'Tos doesn't work. If you made a mistake, it doesn't work. So how is, why is Gemura, why is Gemura different? He says, the reason is, because the Torah is doing it. You're not even doing that. Meaning, what I did was, I took Kedusha and I put on the animal B. That's what I did. And that worked. I wasn't allowed to do it. That wasn't proper way, proper usage of Hekdish. Not the way Hekdish can be used. I was over the issue of doing it. But the fact is that it worked. Once it worked, Kedusha A is gone because Kedusha can't be expanded. Either it's used or it's not used. Once it's used on animal bed, misused. Lamosha will be fine. If you moil the head, I'll just give you a simple example. If you moil the head, Balot is it becomes stolen. Balot is that the hekdish becomes stolen. So in other words, except unless it's a carbon, right? If you moil in the hekdish becomes stolen. Why? Because the hekdish was used. Balot is that once the hekdish was used, it becomes stolen. So you weren't allowed to be moil. You weren't allowed to do it. But now that you did it, it became stolen. The fact is that after Tumura, the first animal should become stolen. Even though you weren't allowed to do it, you misused Hekdish. You weren't allowed to do the way you did it. You were over alive, you chayav malchus, 40, 80, whatever it is. But the bottom line is, it should now, the first animal should become chum. Kamz HaTorah says no. First animal. Now, this is such a chiddush that the Rambam. The Rambam says that he calls the Tumura, the fact that the first animal is Kodesh, he calls it a Knas. At the end of Karbonos, where he brings down the halachas of Tumura, the Rambam says as follows. And this also explains why the Rambam brings this down here. See, the Rambam has a rule. In the Moreh Levuchim, the Rambam says that there's a mitzvah to find every time of every mitzvah. You should find a reason for every mitzvah. That's what the Rambam says. In the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam says, "Loi darshin time of the crow." We don't darsh time of the crow. We don't look for reasons. There's no darshin time of the crow. So everybody asks on the Rambam. It's a shtickle stiche. The Rambam in Mishnah Torah seems to say, "Don't look for reasons." The Rambam learned, and the answer is very simple. The Rambam learned in Avuchim is talking about a machshava. It's a sefer machshava. In Machshava, you should always look for reasons. You should just cut and fly and look for reasons. The Sefer HaChinuch does it, the Ritvaz does it, the Vada, you should look for reasons. The Rambam in Mishnah Torah is a Sefer Halacha. He wrote a Halacha Sefer. When it comes to Halacha, you can't come with your own reasons and say this is the reason and that can manipulate the Halacha. So the general approach of the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah, almost in all Halachas, is that he doesn't stop bringing down the time to HaMitzvahs. He do it more frequently, even in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, than he will in the Mishnah Torah. But sometimes, infrequently, the Rambam does that. And there's a reason halachically every place where he does it. Like by Tekiah Shofar, he does it because he wants to give a halachic idea that you have to be mechaven for tshuva or whatever. Here by Tumura, the Rambam gives a whole thing, he says, Afa pi shekol chukei HaTorah gezeros hakosavim. Kemo yishu bi'anu. He says, Roy is boining b'hem. We should look into it and understand that. He says, Ye royally, Shazer Sha'omra Torah of Ohio Tomorrow Yakodish. He says, what did the Torah mean? He says, the Torah was worried, Shema Yachzibar. Maybe a guy would change his mind. And he would want to go ahead and say, you know what, why was I makdish an animal that's worth $1,000? I'd rather use an animal, $500. Right? So if the Rambam, why? Says the Rambam, because Dilma Yachlif Harabi Yochid. Says the Rambam. So the Rambam learns that the reason for Tumura, getting back to David's question, the reason for Tumura is to discourage somebody from trying to manipulate and say, I want to go from $1,000 to $500. Because of that, you're not allowed to do tumurah the other way either. The Rambam says you're not allowed to do tumurah the other way. Well, what is the Rambam's point? The Rambam says, what did the Torah come? The Torah gave a knas. Bekonsoi. The Rambam calls tumurah a knas. You're penalized that the first animal is kodesh. So I want to tell you what I think. According to the way we're explaining, it's very simple. What did this process gain us that the Torah asked of tumurah? Because tumurah is a focus that you're trying, you're dealing with not a problem. Pinyon is you're dealing with a problem. Pinyon means, I have an animal that's not going for a car. The focus is, I have a problem. I want to bring a car, and I have a problem. This animal is not void for a car. That's the focus, that's pinyon. Tumurah is, I'm trying to find something else. Tumurah, by its name, you're trying to find it. Let me find another solution here. The focus is that you want to get out of it. You want to find another solution. And that's the way that Rambam teaches, that was the Kavanas HaTorah. The Torah wanted that when you remove Kedusha from an animal, the focus should be, there's a problem with this animal. I'm fixing a problem. Not I'm looking for a solution for another animal. I have a problem with this animal, and I'm looking to fix the problem. And that's what Ravashi is telling us later on about Hosea. That is the fundamental concept of what Tamura is. Tamura means you're looking to put something somewhere else. You're looking to make another animal kodesh. You're looking to make another animal kodesh. Pinyin, the focus is I have a problem with this animal, which I'm trying to rectify. And I'm trying to I'm working with this animal. I have a problem with this animal. I can't do it. So in conclusion, I would say that is really the longest of Tamura. And this would also explain the way that Rambam is learning the Briska Rav Asa Kasha on Tosfos. Tosfos says that the Chiddush of Tumurah that you bring it as a problem. The Briska Rav says, why would you think that you don't bring Tumurah for a carbon? Tosfos says that there's a possibility Tumurah will be chal, you still won't bring it for a carbon. Briska Rav says, what's the logic of that? That's Kiddush, it should be worth a carbon. According to the Rambam, the fact that animal A is Kiddush is a knas. The whole idea is a knas. So part of the knas would be, you don't bring it for a car. Really, inherently, animal A wants its kedusha. So we made a knas, we penalized it. So now, don't bring it for a car. That would be the ultimate knas. The ultimate knas is the first animal remains kedush. You know what? You're stuck. You can't even have a mile of akrovas carbon over there. And we'll see later on in the Masech that may actually hold true, that maybe you can only use a tamur if you still have your first one, so you're not really gaining from the tamur. If the first animal died, you wouldn't be able to use the tumor, even according to that opinion that we brought down. Okay, any questions?
So really, the tumor is telling you
that knas should go. Well, let's get something clear. Classic tumor is when kedushas are good, and classic pinyin is when kedushas are gone. So there's no question that in a typical case, the difference between tumor and pinyin is whether you're working with a kedusha as a guf karm or a kedusha don karm. But that's not what I'm saying. Is that's not the inherent difference. That may be, practically speaking, the typical difference.
But isn't this a raya also that there's nothing new created? It's not a new kedusha tamurah. Rather, it really all works the same. I mean, in terms of the way the kedusha, it should work. But the Torah says no, and therefore this is really the same as just the original one, as the other was. Rather, it's not a new thing created.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's exactly what you're coming. And that's why I'm saying, according to all the Rishonim, you'd really be able to bring Tumurah for a carbon. If not for the reason that it came through an Aveira or whatever it is, you would be able, or Ein Davar Sheba Chayva Bo Min Achulin, you would be able to bring the Tumurah for a carbon. Correct. So. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Even by Tzul Midrash, it's possible to do Tumurah. Yeah, but even though you have a problem, instead of you focusing on dealing with the problem, you're focusing on, I want to transfer the kedusha. That was the whole idea. Why it depends where you put your hand. If you put your hand on the hand, it's kosher with you. Because you're focusing on the behemoth that has the problem. When you put your hand on the other behemoth, you're focusing on making the kedusha on the other behemoth. Sorry, what? When you have kedushas dominant, so typically speaking, what you're trying to do is fix your problem.
Right.
Unless you put your hand on the behemoth chulin, then you're showing that no, you know what? I'm just transferring the Kedusha now. Not because of the Kedusha Zara. My focus is not on the name that was published in that
book.
Yes. You have two now. Because you misuse Hekish. Even Kedusha's Dhamma that's on an animal, you're supposed to deal with, you have Kedusha's problem that lowers itself to Kedusha's Dhamma, you're supposed to fix the problem and then transfer it. You're not doing that. You're transferring before you're fixing it. The process, the way the Torah wants it to be done is, first fix the problem and then transfer. Don't transfer. That's what the Torah wanted you first to contain the Kedusha. And then,
so according to the Rambam, Shava El, the Chumash is the root of the problem. You should then only be able to fight something on the mother. You should never be able to clean off another day. You should always be worried that maybe you'll mess up this thing.
Well, Matt, once it has a moon, then we're not worried really anymore. The problem is already not there. Because the whole problem was a problem that you may change your mind. If you will mock something from the carbon, you change your mind. Now you want to use a different cost. Once something becomes a balmum, really inherently, you're dealing with a problematic karma that you need to do something. But you still have to focus the rectification
on
the hekdesh before you go and transfer.
Why not say you have to make sure to get $1,000
for
that, then go there?
We didn't go that far. We didn't broaden the tour beyond the Torah's borders. Yes. No, it won't work. You won't be over and over. In other words, somebody goes over to an animal that's not a bomb and he says, okay, I want to be part of this animal. He's not Moritz. No, an animal that has Kedushas of Guf. A regular carbon. He made something into carbon oil. He says, you know what, I want to take Kedusha off. He's not over anyway. He's just, it's nothing.
Well, can I understand the Torah doesn't want you to be,
what do you mean? It doesn't work. It's ineffective. Unless it's about 100%. But the Rambam is saying that if the reason why the Torah didn't want you to remove the Kedushas of Guf is because your objective may be that you just want to find a cheaper solution. So the focus is, I want to find something cheaper out there. I don't have a problem with this. I want to find something cheaper out there. That's why it's called a tour. I'm looking for a better solution to me. My better solution is to use a $500 bar and then a $1,000 bar. That's the focus. Yes?
The original carbon was a male carbon, and
the fourth was a female carbon. That we're going to get to later on. We'll discuss that later. A shini in the condition.
The first carbon, if carbon were wrong, now he wants to do it back there, like Rashi put his hand on the wrong carbon. The second one worked best.
It's too late already. They're both colors. First of all, pinion actually activates, even if it's not the right value. You're not supposed to do it. But the halacha is if you play the hekdesh on a lower value, it still works. Doesn't matter what it's worth. Doesn't matter. Anything else? Okay, Rabbi Yisrael Mitzvah Shem, I'm giving you now the Maror Mekoymus for next week.
Just one more.
If anybody has a pen, I just will take it down. We're going to be doing the Gemara. So if you get a chance, you should please look until the bottom of the Yomut. You should go until the two dots on the bottom of the Yomut. And the Rashi and the Tosfos. If you have time, again, I'm giving you more Marmakim, it's preferably to look up. The Gemara in Kiddushin, Dav Yud Gimel Omid Beis, where the Gemara discusses Shibuda Daraisa. We just had that in the Daf Yomi. Should also, if you have time, to look up the Sugyan Zvochim Dav Vov Omid Aleph, where the Gemara talks about a Yerush doing smicha, and the Rambam Psulei Hamukdashim Perek Tes Vov Halacha Tes, and the Chazon Ish in Meseches Temura Simin Lamed Aleph Yud. Should I run by this again? Okay, Kiddushin. We'll try to send it through the Treifena. Mahalchem as well. Kedushin David Gimel on the base. The Sugya of Shibuda Daraisa. It's just a couple of lines. The Gemara in Zvachim Davov Amar Aleph that talks about Yerush doing smicha. The Rambam in Psulei Amav Goshen, Hilchos Psulei Amav Goshen, Perek Tes Vav Halacha Tes, and the Chazon Ish on Maseches Temura, Simin Lamed Aleph, Sif Yud. Also.
Then after you all make this thing.